Texas, Florida reporting fewer coronavirus cases per capita than key blue states with mask mandates. By Hannah Blow on May 1, 2021. Both Florida and Texas, two states serving as the model for reopening their economies and foregoing statewide mask mandates, are continuing to report fewer new cases of the Chinese coronavirus than key blue states, such as Michigan and Pennsylvania, both of which have shown no signs of easing their respective mask mandates. Breitbart News has continued to track the 7-day average of new coronavirus cases in key states. Free red states, such as Florida and Texas, have continued to fare just as well, if not better, than pro-lockdown blue states. This week's data was no exception. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, data, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's D, Michigan, which just began masking toddlers, has reported 316.9 new cases of the virus per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 31,648 total. Governor Tom Wolf's D, Pennsylvania has reported 185.4 new cases of the virus per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 23,736 total. Meanwhile, Texas, which has remained open for over a month, recorded 68.4 new cases of the virus in the last 7 days per 100,000, or 19,844. Florida, which has remained open for months and never once had a statewide mask mandate, reported 170.2 new cases of the virus per capita, or 36,545 in the same time frame. The CDC's data on New York is not as straightforward, as it splits New York City's data entirely from the rest of the state. New York City alone reported 131.3 new cases of the virus per 100,000 in the last 7 days, or 11,027 cases. The remainder of the state reported 133.4 cases per 100,000, or 14,750. While the two separately are less than Florida per capita, there were weeks showing the Sunshine State consistently reporting fewer new cases per capita than New York City alone. According to the CDC, the U.S. has reported 32,091,429 total cases of the virus since the start of the pandemic, and over 101 million have been fully vaccinated, representing 30.5% of the U.S. population.